Okay. I hope I did this right. Yeah, it is recording. Okay. Fine. Now, those of you who don't manage their ninth year, ninth hour, and ninth month, ninth hour, so then that's what we're talking about today, basically. Okay. It says in this parasha, Yaakov Avinu went past Vayitzka B'mokim. There's a Rashi here, and suddenly he realized he missed the spot where Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu, where they had davened. So it says, Yohav Daita Meda. Oh, so he put his mind going back, and then he had the Kvitzus Aderech. So we've gone through the Yomim Neroim and all of that, and it's long behind us. Hanukkah coming up. This parasha dafka just suddenly clicked. Yohav Daita Lameda. See if we can try and go back to that aliyah that we had back then to some extent. Okay, now we find that we had in the last parasha Yitzchak and Rivka, they no kids, many years married. Vayetzar Yitzchak l'Hashem Eloichach Ishtoi. We find with the tzaddikim, as I'll talk about this. Tzaddikim with different Torahs. So I want to discuss it a little bit. It's very nogeh to us. Every person knows that along as we go through life, we have matzavim where, you know, just not like smooth sailing. You know. At least if we oyv the Hashem, that's not a good sign if everything goes smooth. The person never needs to daven. That's not a good sign. So B'nai Torah will find difficulties in all kinds of things. Parnasa, we shouldn't have these problems, but Parnasa, or health, or this or that, or Avodas Hashem, Milchemes HaYetzer, everything. So what do we take from the parasha that we've just had? Learning from Yitzchak Avinu, from that matzav. Klal that Chazal tell us. In fact, we find by the Yom, I didn't have a chance to find a Midrash, because you're probably all familiar. Hashem says, in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael. They davened to Hashem, and then we went to the Makkos and all of that. So Chazal tell us, at the Yom, they're surrounded. There's the sea on the one side. There's the Mitzrim on the other side. The wild animals of the Midbar, there's just nowhere to go. So Chazal said basically the following thing. It's like Abba, who, you know, his little child says, Tati, Tati, you know, and he comes and he picks him up, puts him on his shoulders, and eventually the kid's like, it's smooth sailing up there, you know. He doesn't need his dad anymore. I mean, he's cruising, you know. So daddy puts him down, right? And then the wolves come to this, come to that, etc. Right? So Hashem says, Kivyocho, right? That he takes us to the Yom, puts us there, so that we should turn to him, so that we should be forced into a situation where we need him. Only he can save us. And that brings about the kesher. So that's what I want to discuss now a little bit. Just a few makoros to mechazek this perhaps a two-fold way, a two-front approach to dealing with difficult matzavim as we move along. So there's a few beautiful Pirkei Tehillim, Psukim in Tehillim, that will give us, it's basically Perek Mem right now that we're taking it from. As you go to the Perek, this is a Perek, I said to my wife, it's fresh off the press, wow, I've never read this, must have read it a few times, you know, and like reading it with a Mephoshim, it's just phenomenal to tap into Dovid HaMelech. What's going on in his mind, in his heart, as he's suffering the different sorrows that he went through, and how he's saved from them ultimately. And it's for us. I mean, that's Rabbeinu Yoina, Gimel Mishle, tells us this is all. So, the first thing, the beginning of that parak, Lamanatzeach leDavid Mizmor, Kavoy kibisi Hashem, Vayet Eilai vayishma Shavosi. David says, I hoped kaveh Hashem, and Hashem veered towards me, and he heard my shavosi, my tefillah. The Medrash on the spot says, Ein biyad Yisrael ela akivur. All the Yidden have, all we have is kivur, is the kaveh, the kaveh Hashem. So the first ingredient, shall we say, that one needs to develop is this concept of kavoy kivisi Hashem. Now, it's not a simple thing, this, we won't appreciate it. I mean, unfortunately, we see these things coming in the Beis Medrash every day, every tefillah, about the Torahs that are going on, and, we feel very, very vulnerable. And it creates a matzav, you find often with chilonim, it's not that they don't have emuna. It's a beautiful thing you see sometimes with chilonim, that they have this emuna. You know, when they have a tzora, they suddenly have to climb Kanevsky's door. Mamish, no shyness, right? It's amazing to see. But it's like, there's something there it's like two worlds. There's that world and there's this world. And when I'm in trouble in this world I can't do anything, well, there's only one way to go. So I channel up to the Reb Chaim. I go to Reb Chaim for a bracha. But we're trying to see from David HaMelech that hashkofa. In other words, there's this feeling that I often find myself, like when you're in a situation, it's health, it's this or that, when you see these things coming around about all the Torahs, you feel like, wow, what's gonna be? I mean, right, this is what's happening all the time. So I'm subject to all of these things. I mean,
random.
Yeah, things are random. We started. It's hard to get out of that randomness, hashkof. And that's how people live until their mamish it ends, or and then they run to Reb Chaim. Then you get a bracha. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but this is a different from David HaMelech. You see that we've got to try and get closer to Hashem. We've got to live with Hashem. That's what we're trying to develop. So this is what you pick up from David HaMelech. You see, Kavoy Kivisi Hashem, where it's not two different realms. It's not like, I'm subject to the random. It's all mikre. I mean, it can hit me. It hit him, so it can hit me. Some of you maybe appreciate a little bit of the difficulty here. In different experiences, as we grow up, families and through, life is not simple. As a bocher, it's harder. Everything's going well. Perhaps the pranosi issue then is an issue. But anyway, so now, says David, kavoy kivisi Hashem. Let's hang in a little bit, if you don't mind. Let's do maybe time. Okay, so. The major says, "Ein biyad Yisrael el akiv." The first ingredient is the kaveh al Hashem. So that's what I want to try to on that ingredient and that issue, that inyan of avoda, to try to see this expressed a little bit. So look at this Rashi. It's Perik Tehilim Nun Tesvov, Perik Nun Pasuk Tesvov. Rashi there says the pasuk, "Ukraini b'yom tzora, he'll call me b'yom tzora, achaletzcho usachabdeini, tikraini." In other words, you call me b'yom tzora on the day of the tzora, call me, I'll get you out of it. Utachabdeni, and you will mechabed me. So what I would have thought Pshat is until Rashi is I'll get you out of it, and then you'll mechabed. You're going to come and give a tzedakah, you're going to bring a korban, you'll whatever you might, you'll mechabed. So listen to this. David says Rashi, "Usechar deini shezehu kvoidi sheoishia es haboit can be." What's the kovod Hashem? How are you going to mechabed Hashem? The etzem fact that Hashem saved someone that was boteach Hashem, that did kavod al Hashem, that is a kovod for Hashem. In other words, it's not like I'll save you and then you take a cut, you know. Right. I'll save you and then you'll mechabed me because that is my kovod, sheoshia es haboit can be, that I should save those that are boteach me. So. Not necessarily, not necessarily the goyim. I don't know if it has to be nicker to others, but certainly within Am Yisrael, David was nicker that people saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe David. So that's what Rashi says. It's an amazing thing that a person can, if I turn to Hashem. And Hashem is Moshiach, that's covered for Hashem. I mean, it's like Hashem. So then all I need to do is put that for Hashem, and in that way Hashem will then be able to Moshiach, because I was put that for Hashem, Somech al Hashem, and that itself is that's covered Hashem, that Hashem can Moshiach someone that was put that for. So. Now, let's see it expressed in different arenas. There's different tzarot. There's golus. There's parnosa. There's health. There's health. Right? In this perek of in perek mem aleph, that's the next perek of the mem, the one we brought before. We'll get back to mem. The mem, you see this the twofold. We haven't got to the second part of it yet. The first part is the Kavoy al Hashem. Kavoy kivisi Hashem. Vayet Eilam. Vayet Eilam. Mishim Hashem Osi. This Rashi. Kraeni b'yoyim Torah. Achalecho. Sechadeini. It's Zehu kvoidi shoshia saboitim. It's my kovod. It's Hashem's kovod to save those, to Moshiach, those who are boteach Hashem. Ein b'yad Yisrael el ha-kivuy. This is, so far, at least, this is what Hashem wants. That's Am Yisrael at the mid, that's the Chazal, Am Yisrael at the Yam. What does Hashem want from all these Torahs? That's like often, like, what's his, what's he looking for? It says, Niflo Yisechu Machshav Yisecha Eleinu. All Hashem's Machshavas are not for any pay, he isn't, they're not looking for Tashin, we'll see the Pesukim soon. All his Makshavas are for us. So even when we're finding what seems to be a difficult matzav, we find ourselves in a pickle, right? You're there at the Yam, it's a bit of a pickle, right? You've got Mitzvah behind you, a Yam in front of you, there's nowhere to go. So, but what is the toughness of that? It's only for those who want to get closer to Hashem, who want the Kiryas Hashem. That's the yesod for everything. There is the issue of the yesur in the Torah that Hashem brings to mechaper, right? But Hashem doesn't bring it on somebody on beyond what he can handle. It doesn't give a person the person can have yesurin in many different ways, and that's Hashem's godliness, his chokhmah, is how to spread it out. So it doesn't disturb your avodah Hashem and hefet. It gives you koach to mitchazek and to try to improve. Hashem makes it that you put in your hand for your 5 shekel coin, you realize it's gone. Right? Dropped my 5 shekel, went in the gutter. Right? The other day it fell between the cucumbers in the barakol, right? All the way down. Yeah, 5 shekel piece in the end, right? Okay, so there is that, but this is all part of this, in other words, appreciating that Hashem wants us to grow, it's all for us. He's not there to like knock you out and that you're like, Hashem, I'm completely knocked out, I give up, right? And get you a kapara, you know, anyway, even though you didn't. Hashem's there to build us, right? That's part of the kavel Hashem, that's part of the bitokhan Hashem, knowing that he's not out to overload. But, so that Kol Yisrael at the Yam, that's the message that we see from there. Hashem is looking to, with all of the difficult matzavim we go through, He's there so that we will turn to him, so that we will. He wants us to get have that kesher. Why does Hashem? Why does Rivka not have a child? Yitzchak and Rivka, because he wants them to get closer to Hashem, because they so much want to have that child, because they want to mamshich am Yisrael, tal Yisrael. So for them, that's what. So Hashem does that so that they daven enochmul, and we'll get to the other aspect. But so much of the kaveh al Hashem, so much of the that tefillah is developed. And when we ask the question, what does Hashem need our tefillah? So often discussed, right? What's the point of me davening? Well, the ikr point certainly, an ikr if not the ikr, is by you turning to Hashem, you are changing your whole personality. You're saying Hashem Hatzilaini. Hashem says, "Oh, one second. You're b'teach Hashem. Not only for the bracha you're going to get from the tzaddik, but you live with me, right? You're a kaveh al Hashem. So Hashem's there to okay. So." Let's take a look at that with regard to health, with regard to health, special illness. There's a whole perek here, perek mem aleph, where it starts off. David HaMelech describes how he was ill, and all his oivim, his soinim was sameach. The people come and visit him and make out like the mamish sad for him in their hearts. Yadav Rushav, they couldn't wait. They were delighted about it. The whole world's against the whole. Your mishpacha's against you. Everybody's against you. I mean, that's the description he makes. They just can't wait for him not to get off his deathbed. So, Ashrei Maskil El Dal, right? Here's the beginning of that spirit. It says Ashrei Maskil El Dal. So listen to the Radak's Pshat here. Let's just read the passage. For Ashrei is the one who's Maskil El Dal. That person who goes to be Mevaker for him. That's what this parak is about. The guy who goes to Mevaker, someone who's mamish at his moments. Dal is a loshen for an ill person, a poor person, or in this context, an ill person. Ashrei is the one who's maskil al dal. B'yoyim ro'o yamalteyu Hashem. The Radak says that these are the words of the one who's mevaker cholim. So, on the day of Ra'ah, Hashem should yamalteyu free him, release him. Yamalteyu Hashem. Says the Radak, Adoni Ovi, from his father, Pirash, ki elu apsukim. These are the divrei mevaker lenachem acholim. What should the mevaker tell the cholim? Shelo yafachad me'acholim, not to be afraid of the cholim, v'yischazek beliboy v'yoyim haro'oyim alteyu Hashem. Not to be afraid of the cholim, to mitchazek in his lev that on v'yoyim hara'a Hashem will im alteyu. We have a cousin that didn't make it so well in yeshiva. Went off to be a chevraman, a businessman, a guy with a lot of koyach. He got mamish, the doctor said he had 3 hours to live. This happened about a year ago. And there we saw his emunah, his kaveh al Hashem come out. A wife and kids and mamish, it was a year ago. He's healthy. He stood up in front of 5,000 people in some cancer. I think it was telling about his story. Someone with mishpacha told us, they couldn't believe how that koach came out. So there's someone who didn't. I mean, he had the koach, but he wasn't actually dovuk b'Hashem. I mean, he was into his business, into all the America stuff, right? He had to run away from the. They wanted to take him to the army, so he went to live in America. Mamish, you see someone who suddenly the kesher they get. So this is the pasuk. Shlo yifachad me'achol v'yischazek b'liboy ki v'yoyim haro'o yamalteyu Hashem. That's the bitachon, the kaveh al Hashem of someone in a matzav kaknes. It doesn't have to be chas v'sholom or matzav, you know. But even one's giving birth and there's the doctors come running out. I remember when my first kid, doctors came to tell me off the birth that the heart hasn't yet come together. what? As the child is born, the heart is supposed to, two sides of the heart come together properly, and that didn't happen. It's like, so what the fall? Baruch Hashem, everything was fine. But believe me, there was a lot of avoider that came out of that. okay. So that's this radak, beautiful radak in Yoim Ro Yemaltei Hashem. That's what you tell the choyle. So obviously it's a hard thing to, but this is something that we have little things. We're trying to get a mashkent on the dira, this is. Oh, so let's take a look at on the parnasa level as well. There's a Rashi, someone just helped me to find it. Malipsky found it for me. Pasuk in Tehillim on Nun Beis. It says, I've seen this and I couldn't find it. It says, Matis halal b'ro ha-givor, chesed eil kol hayom. David HaMelech, in his fleeing from Shaul HaMelech, from the those who were pursuing him, Doeg ha-doimi, who told Shaul where David is. So, it says there, Matis halal b'ro ha-givor, she says, you the gibor in Torah, why are you mitpa'ering about what you're doing to me? Chesed keil kol hayom. Hashem's chesed is kol hayom. Listen to this. So Rashi has a chat there. Hashem's chesed is all day to save, certainly relevant, lehatzil et ha-nirdaf al yodcho, to save the one who is being pursued, the nirdaf. Hashem's chesed is kol hayom. That's one chat. Says Rashi, dover acher, chesed keil kol hayom. Ilu loy notzan li Achimelech lechem. Achimelech fed David HaMelech. He had no food, he was fleeing. There was a drought, whatever the matter was. So David says like this, if Achimelech had not fed me, medume ata she'omos b'rav, you were sure that, I guess you're talking about Shaul or Doeg, that they were sure David's going to die from hunger. It's going to stop. There was no food. Famine, a drought. And says David, yesh chesed ba'akodesh boruch al Yisrael kol hayom. Hashem, there's chesed and Hashem does al Yisrael kol hayom. V'im lo yinosan li yitnu li achayim. And if Achimelech wouldn't have given me, yitnu li achayim, others would have given me. So that's the mosa yu maisa, the maisa avoisa. That's the dogma from David HaMelech. Kaveh al Hashem. Chesed keil kol hayom. And it's all from chesed. It's not like because I'm the tzusim. You read Tehillim. One thing you see, David doesn't come to ich bin a groyser tzaddik, deliver the goods. Here's the check. Right? I've got nothing in my account. But your account, there's a lot up there. Right? A lot of credit there. Right? Just sign a blank check for me if you don't mind. Right? That was David. It was everything. Another. Expression of this, and then we'll move to the other issue, the other point. It's just in certainly Shaykh to Chanukah, Perik Mem Dalet in Tehillim, Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin says, "Bechotzoreinu." This is a Hashkofa thing as well. "Bechotzoreinu nenagach b'shimchon avuz komeinu." In you, Hashem, we will defeat our enemies. In your name, we will overcome them. Ki loy bakashti efta chacharmi loy toshienu. My keshet, the bow and arrow. I'm not poteach in my bow and arrow, and not in my sword. My sword will not save me. Says the this is the radak at the bottom. He says, Ein anachnu boitchim shneitzei me'agolus bekocheinu ubegvuroseinu. We are not poteach in our tzava, in our strength, that will get us out of bondage. Ela belokeinu ve'ezrein. Again, it's a kaveh el Hashem. What are we going to do when we chevle Mashiach arrive? I mean, all of this that's going on with the nuclear stuff, it is big stuff. I heard from someone, one of the big guns went to Rav Yoshev, one of the big guys in the tzava, to discuss the matzav. It wasn't poshut, although they make out to sound like, you know, we're in control, we're not worried. Maybe they do, they don't anymore, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's not poshut. I mean, nuclear is, you know, not simple stuff. Wives are nervous, right? What's going to be? You read the newspaper, you get frightened. So this is Ein anachnu boitkim shenetim ha'avos b'kochenu b'gvurosenu ela b'elokeinu v'ezrosenu. Okay. What's the other aspect? The other pasuk is in Mevov and Beit. Elokim lanu machse v'oid. Ezra b'tzoris nimtzom oid. This isn't going to a nuclear situation. This is the sons of Korach. Rashi says over there pshat. Hashem is our protection. Hashem is Ezra b'tzoros. He's our help in tzoros. Nimtzom oid. Tremendously nimta. So this is the sons of Korach. With the nace that happened to them, that they were being swallowed into the ground. I mean, so they're going down 10,000 meters, right? No end, right? In the Tahoe. Right? And then suddenly there's a piece of ground that's like holding them up in the air. So their prophecy, says Rashi there, they say for us, Dugmas ha-neis hazeh yeh osu laim le-osu, for Am Yisrael. In the future, in the times of Chevle Moshiach, it says down in the Radak, this type of neis is what's going to be done. So there's no matzav where there's no hope. There's always the Kavod Hashem. Elokim lo nemachse v'oiz. Ezra b'tzoros nimtzom oid. Okay, now what's the other aspect? What is the... So the other point is that in that Perek Mem of Tehillim, besides the Kaveh El Hashem, so this is Rabbeinu Yonah, I didn't have a chance to find it, in Perek Gimel, he does discuss this. You see, in that Perek, as he starts with Kaveh El Hashem, Kavoy Kivitzi El Hashem, and how V'yivtuchu v'Hashem, Yiru Rabbim v'Yiro, V'yivtuchu v'Hashem, Posikdalit, people will see how I've been saved. They'll be botech. They'll see what how someone who's botech Hashem is saved. Then he goes on and he says like this: Zevach u'mincha lo chofatzta. This takes us back a little bit to the Yom Noroi. Pasuk Zayin. He says, Hashem, you don't want a korban, not a zevach, not a mincha lo chofatzta. Oznayin korisuli, ears. You gave me ears. Oyla v'chato lo sha'alta. You didn't request an oyla and a chatas and all these things. None of that. Was there even Ezra over there also, on Pasuk Chesna. As a man, he says David HaMelech. And the way that Ibn Ezra learns is the following. He says, David HaMelech is speaking about himself. When I was in the Tzoros, as a man, he made Bosi, the Megillah Sefer Kosovola. Back then, I wrote down, I made an edit, says the Ibn Ezra. He says it about himself. In the time of Torah, he made an edit. And the way that Ibn Ezra learns is, what was the neder? The neder was, because Hashem doesn't want the korbanos. He's not interested in that. He doesn't ask for tashrim. What does he want from us? Lasos Ritzoincha Elokai Chofatzi. That's what I want, because that's what you want, Hashem. Lasos Ritzoincha Ozomati. And back then, I said, have it written down. The Megillah Sefer Kosovo Lai. Keep a diary, by the way, guys. Write down when you want to improve in something, and you write it down. That's what he did. David HaMelech wrote it down, said to Ibn Ezra. And in the 8th Torah, he wrote down, and he made that neder. And when Hashem washeared him, so then, now it's time to Lasos Ritzoin. Hashem saved him. Now he can go ahead doing Hashem's will. He was running with all these problems, all these issues on his head, the mortgage and this and that and this. He made a net, Hashem, it'll be moisif and avoid this Hashem. I'll learn stark, I'll do this. So there's a double death, the double death. The first part is the Ein Yisrael Ela Akivu. Kavoy Kivis El Hashem. That's the Yesod, no matter what the matzav is. Gondus, illness, Chassid Shalom, Parnosa, Kavoy Kivisei Hashem, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. If you wouldn't have given me, someone else would have given me. And you tell it to Hashem, Hashem, I need it. That's what you get up there to do. That's what davening is all about. That's what Yitzhak and Rivka are doing. That's what Hashem is. That's the goal. That's what the Torah is there for. The Torah is that David HaMelech was making these nedarim, Ozo Mounti, the Megillah Sefer Kosovo Lai, Lasso is Ritzoin for the Taichotah. Second aspect is, besides the etzem bitochen, someone who's b'teach Hashem is says, Hashem, I know what you want from me. You want me to get closer. How? Improve my avodas Hashem. Come on time for shacharis. Come on time for seder. Right? Yeah, that's what it's about. So, okay. Let's stop. But it's not ma'akev. One of the because the person knows the matches.